You're essentially working with musicians. There'll be two here and one over at Krennert. And then there will be digital imagery essentially generated.
Generated from the musical performance itself. So we analyze the sound output of the musicians. We analyze their pitch and their spectrum, and we get all kinds of data from it. And we use that data to drive a 3D visualization. And then we project that visualization up here on these 10-foot screens, and we will be recording in HD video the performance here in the IACAT room, and we will be sending that over a 10-gigabit network down to Krannert into the Stage 5 area of the Krannert Center, and the performance up here will be projected behind the musician playing down there, and they will perform together over this 10-gig network.
It sounds like then your job as the artist here is sort of deciding how the interpretation works, because I guess a digital interpretation of music could come out in a lot of different ways from the same music.
Yeah, so I mean, my job has been more than just putting this piece together. It's been organizing the whole concept of how to do this and getting the people together to put the networking stuff in place and figure out how to coordinate that. And I work with a variety of students, both performers and computer scientists, to develop the visualization software, the audio analysis software. We use machine learning techniques to, as part of our analysis package, and we've worked out a whole suite of things that we call M-Worlds, which enables 3D visualization over networks.
I'm wondering now, have the musicians worked with this before? Have they rehearsed with the visualization?
Yes, they have, and they've worked with previous versions of it as well. So this version is just extending some of the things we've been doing over the last couple of years.
Is there a feedback factor in that? Does what goes on the screen affect the musicians as they're playing?
Yeah, for sure. There's a very strong correlation between what the musicians play and what they see. They can control what they see by how they play. So they attempt to do various things by how they play. So they have to listen to what they're playing at the same time as watch what the results are visually and hear what the other musicians are doing all at the same time. And they have to put that together into a good performance.
So it sounds like it's more than just illustration. It's more than, like, say, Walt Disney's Fantasia that we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's a completely different process. The visualization represents actions in music. And they'll be improvising, a sort of structured improvisation, so they can change the visualization on the fly if they desire.
Have other musicians and artists been working with this sort of music visualization, then feedback into music loop?
Yeah, for the last at least 10 years, people have been gradually increasing the amount of visual element in many electronic music performances. I think we've taken it from a very different perspective, where we're trying to tie very closely the music analysis, machine learning, sort of AI techniques, and driving the display very directly. Often they're two parallel processes where the visualization has its own parameters, they set that going, and then the musicians perform and respond to it. But we drive the visualization directly from the musician so they can control it much more than typically.
So that's what you're looking for, is to give the musicians more control on what's going on.
Yeah, we think of it as extending their instrument. So just as electronic instruments have extended the acoustic instruments and giving them new capabilities by pitch shifting a violin so that it plays much lower or much higher than it used to, or much louder or much softer, in the same way, we now can have that same instrument control affecting not only the sound world, but also the visual world.
Have the results been what you expected, or were you surprised along the way?
Well, we're always surprised, I guess. But we're moving toward something. I kind of have a vision of the things that we would like to achieve ultimately, and we're moving incrementally toward that capability. For example, this will have three performers in two locations, but we're designing the software so that we can have many locations simultaneously performing together, controlling either one set of images or they each have their own view of one 3D space, but from different perspectives, different angles. So we keep extending it in that way.